Okay. Welcome back to Chardel. I hope you've all worked a little on the Shaka V'Tayi, the Gemara, which is what makes the whole sugya very difficult. Today we're just going to I'm just going to try to come out klar to Machlekes Rashi and Tosfos, and which is the Machlekes, the two Shitas in Halacha, and the two Shitas in the Bechlal and the Rishayim. On Thursday, we went through as best we can most of the Shaka V'Tayi, which I sketched out on the board. And the Gemara's Kasha from Chardel, from the Chlekes Rabbi Yossi and the Chachamim, Bishlama Leirabaya, it fits. Elo Lerava Kasha, that Kasha is the same like all the Rishayim. But with step one and step two, is the same according to everybody. The next, what I call 3, 4, 5, and 6, the Kasha Teretz like Rabbi Yossi and the Kasha Teretz like Rabbanon, that is the subject of the Machlekes between Rashi and the Rif, goes with Shittas Rashi, Rashi and the Rif on one side, and Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chananel on the other side. And that's the Machlokes. We left out one Nekuda last week. Let's just pass it over to the Shaka V'Tayi of the Gemara. Gemara is the Kasha. The Bishlam Alei Rabaya, we understand the Machlokes, Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanon. What's the Machlokes again? Rabbi Yossi said, the Rabbanon say, that the Baal HaChardel has to be Marchik. That the Baal HaChardel has to be Marchik, whatever the whole distance is. We don't know yet what the distance is, but the Dvarim are there. The Baal HaChardel has to be Marchik from the Dvarim. Rabbi Yossi Mata B'Chardel. He says, no, he doesn't got to distance himself at all. So Leir Abaye, the Gemara says, who holds that there's a heter of Sainech. So the Gemara says, it's good. It's very good. The Dvarim came first. He's allowed to come first. So therefore, the Chardel has to be Marchik everything. Very Gishmak. Rabbi Yossi argues, not because he argues with the whole rule. He just says the Metzias is different. The Metzias is that just like the Chardel was Marchik the Dvarim, the Dvarim is Marchik the Chardel. So that's why Rabbi Yossi argues, and he says, you did a Dovah Sheini Hogun, that you put a Dvarim next to me, so I'm allowed to do a Dovah Sheini Hogun and put it next to you. That's Rabbi Yossi's reason. But the Yisoid, remember, Abai and Rava were talking in cases where only one person is a Mazik, not both. Only one is a Mazik. That's like the Rabbanon Bechardel. The Rabbanon of Chardel is like Abai of a Rava. So only one side is Mazik. So Memela, Bishlam Alai Abai, it's very good. The Rabbanon are exactly Abai. Elo the Rava Kasha, the Rava doesn't make sense b'chlal. Rava says that going first doesn't help. There's no such kadima to go first. So Tshver, like the Rabbanon, why should the Baal HaChardel have to be Marchik? Why does the Dvarim have a benefit because he came first? Like Tosfos explains, like Rashi, it should be 50-50. Like the Rabbanon, it should be that the Dvarim have to be Marchik. And like Rav Yossi, that they're both Mazik, it should be 50-50. But it's Shver on Rava that the Rabbanon here are Mamish Abaya. Abaya said, if you come first, you win. That's what Rabbanon say. If you come first, you win. So it comes out that the that there's Kashan Rava, this is the Ferish of Raisa like Abaya. And for the Gemara, Amar Ravina, Amar of Papa B'Lekeach. We're talking here by Lekeach. And here, it's a little bit daichik, but lamaisa you have to say, lekeach means that the chardel was first. That's the whole chap of the teretz. But lekeach and the chardel was first. And since the chardel was first, so therefore what? Chardel was first, so what? If the chardel was first, Rava Shita is that coming first doesn't help. So the Chardel was first, so the Gemara says, Ibu Lekeach, my time of the Rabbanon. if the chardal was first, why did Rabbanan say that the bal hachardal is allowed? Why did the Rabbanan say that the bal hachardal is? What did Rabbanan say? That the bal hachikin is a chardal min advayu? Why did he say the bar hachardal has to be marchik? If the chardal was first, so why does he have to be marchik? So the teretz is amravina, because hamazit tzarach laharchik esatzmai, which means that samach b'atera doesn't help. But the Gemara is saying at this point, like the Rabbana, it's shver, what's the head? Like the Rabbana. Teretz is the chardal was first. So why does he have to be marchik? So he has to also put in that samach b'atera doesn't help, which is Rav Shita. So this is the way it's coming out according to the Rabbana, right? Because this is the end, like Rabbana, that's Kasha Teretz is Rav Yossi. So again, the chardal came last, the Vayrim were first. So the Kasha is, why does it help the Vayrim coming first according to Rava? So Rava says no. The Vayrim don't have any rights because they came first. As a matter of fact, the chardal came first. It's talking about Ikeah. But even though they came first, Samach B'Teira doesn't help. So even though the chardal came first, he still has to be Rabbi Yossi. The kasha was it should be 50-50, like Rabbi Yossi. You have to both be marchik equally. Teretz is it's samach b'hetera. Samach b'hetera. So it's very good by the chardal and the dvayim. But why by kashi creation and mishra? Why is he vayda? Teretz is because he holds samach b'hetera doesn't help. Some of it by itself doesn't help, and chardal is different because they're both mazik each other. So he holds them, when they're both mazik each other, they could be one next to the other. Is the shakla v'tari of the Gemara? Okay. Yeah, it wasn't. They were up to that part in the Gemara there. Okay, good. So this is the at this point in the Gemara. This is the end of the Gemara in the Kashas on Abayin level. That's the way the Gemara fears us, let Abayin know. The Gemara just has one more problem at the end. So this is maybe the easy part of the Gemara, the last 5 lines. Rav Yossi holds on, Mazik lachik esatzma, Yatanai Rav Yossi yomer, af bisha berke demes liyum, yokut shezech haifet ashloi, vizeh naita p'tesh shaloi, he holds on, nizik lachik esatzma, elaylam Rav Yossi, ala nizik spirula. Well, the frame the rabbanon kamalu lididi. I always hold al nizik laharchik esatzma. So if the nizik has to be marchik himself, so the klal. But in the case where the nizik has to be marchik, there's no samach b'hetera for sure. But elu liditchu. Rafil mishu viyarka loy bayruchuk. Elu liditchu. Damisu ala mazik. Like the Rabbanan, you say Alamazik, Tinich Mishra V'yarka, Hani Maskihani, Hani Maskihani, Alachadol Dvayrim, at least be Maida to me, Tavaya Maskiha Dadi. Rabbanan Dvarim Lachadol, Loi Maski, Loi Ibevinsa, Loi Shchichi, Loi Mishkachas, Loi Betarfa Hadapari. Whatever the Mazik is not a major Hezik. And now, normally we would spend time trying to understand the Machlaik, it sounds like a Machlaik is a Metzias, if they're both Mazik each other or not. But we're not holding there. I still tried to work on Pshat in the Gemara. The Pshat in the Gemara, the way it turns out, according to what we're saying now, in the Lomdis of Samach Behetera, like Rashi and the Rif, the Maskana is like I circled. The Maskana is Samach Behetera doesn't help. It's true, when Rav Yossi holds Ala Nizik Laharchik Esatzmai, so then Bechlal, it's not Shayach the whole Nida. Because the Mazik B'chlal doesn't have to be Marchik himself. But even like the Rabbanan hold Ala Mazik L'Harchik HaSatzmai, Samach B'Teira doesn't help. This is the way Rashi and the Rif learned the Gemara. And according to what we're saying now, Samach B'Teira doesn't help. Which is the way Rava held all along. On the first day we learned L'Yach, Baruch Chafei Amid Beis, we talked about Kodma Ilan. I told you right away then that there's a machlekes rishayim if samach b'teira helps. I called it then Taisvis. I mean Taisvis explaining Rashi, the Ri. which we're calling now Rashi Shita. Rashi holds Samach Betera does not help. And the Ramban holds that Samach Betera does help. That's what we discussed there. This Girsa in the Gemara is the Maskana of Samach Betera does not help. Period. Now, if you're with me this far, which is Pshat, I'll point out one Nakuda that we're not going to come back to today. Where Rabbi Akiva Eiger in his Kuntres Milutin Hazikin, I believe he talks about this by Nichus. And what we've discussed, and this is the end of Rashi Shita, Pshat and the Gemara, we're finished. Rashi Shita is, some of Atera doesn't help. The truth is, there's one case that we didn't talk about. Gira delay, according to Rabbi Yossi. Right? Rabbi Yossi is Maidala Mazik Vaharchik Asatzlai, by a Mazik that's Gira delay. Is Gira delay different? It's not different. This Gemara doesn't go into Gira delay. Pashtus. Because the Gemara says that this case of Mishra, Yarka, and Chardal is not Gira delay. Right? The Gemara says, it's not Gira delay. So we haven't talked about cases of Gira delay, which is fine. It'll just, at this point at least, it'll make things a little more confusing. We'll leave things the way it is. We'll ignore for today the idea that Gira delays may be different than these three cases of Mishra, Mishra Viyarko, or Karshinim, or Kreshin, or Devarim and Chardel. And we're going to end up, this is the way Rashi ends up, period. There's no Samach Betera. The second Shita in our sugya is the Shita of Rabbeinu Chananel and Rabbeinu Tam in Taisus, which is also the Shita of many Rishonim, that Agairis Ella Amar Ravina. They put in one word Ella, and from that Ella, they turn around the whole sugya. That Girsa is Ella Amar Ravina, that the Gemara is making a major change in everything it held till now. The Gemara says you're right. You have a kasha on Rava, Rava is Shver. You're right. Ella, we have to change what we sang all along. Rava is Maida Tabaya, that you're allowed to be Sanach. When we heard that Rava was arguing with Abaya, he's only arguing in one case, in the case of digging a bar. Digging a bar is worse, because when you dig the bar, you're a mazik biyadayim. Kalmora v'mora is marfi leila ara. You dig a bar, you're mazik biyadayim. It's worse. But all other cases, gefes and zevel, karikration, dvairim, in all other cases, rava is made to abaya, that samach behetera helps. Samach behetera works, and he doesn't argue with Abaya, he's masking to a shita. Some of Betera works, some of Mela, there's no kasha. What is the shita of the Rabbanim? Kasha is, why do Rabbanim hold that the second person has to be marchik, that the chargal has to be marchik? Not shver, the Devarim are first, and Rav is made to Abaya, there's a tzus kadima levishim, and since Rav is made to Abaya, everything is except for the case of digging a bar, it's not shver from the Rabbanan, because the Gemara said Bishlam al Abaya. So Pashtus for now will understand that Rava holds the way Abaya held in the Bishlam, and Memela, everything changed. So the way we understand now, in Rava's Maida to Abaya, whoever came first has a Sus Kadima. Yeah. This is Pashup Pshat and Taisis. For today, for now, we're going to go Pashup Pshat and Taisis. Because Pashup Pshat is not so Pashup itself. It's hard enough. So we're going to stick with this for now. Now, what comes out La Halacha at the end of our Gemara, like this Girsa, comes out the Halacha is Samach Behetera Shari. You're allowed to be Samach Behetera. That's what comes out now in the Maskana. The opposite of this. What I put on the board is like Rashi's Girsa, the Maskani is Samach Betera Leimahan. If you change it to Elam or Ravina, Rav is Maida to Abaya, then Samach Betera helps. Like this Girsa, Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chananel, Ramban, others, Samach Behetera helps in the Maskan. Chafeyam and Beis, when we learned the Mishnah, I told you, Machlokes Rishayim, with Samach Behetera works. So when you got to Machlokes Rav and Abaye, what do you say? What do you mean it's a Machlokes Rishayim? It's a Machlokes Rav and Abaye. You're right, it's a Machlokes Rav and Abaye. But there's a Machlokes what the Maskan is. What's the Maskan of Asugya? We have now Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chanan will hold that the Maskanas HaSugya is that Samach Behetera works. So we just did with this, and this you have to realize, is we made everything a touch more complicated. L'halacha. We had last week, we assumed until today that we passed my brother. So we have three sheepis L'halacha. If you have a shush to be silent, just don't feel close. Or no rishus is close or deep. Now we have four sheepis L'halacha. Because Abaya, who we thought we don't pass it like, now is saying that there's a major shita in Din, Rabbeinu Chanan or Rabbeinu Tam, that hold that light Abaya, then we pass it like Abaya. Because in the end, Rabbah was mighty to Abaya. So now it comes out, Ladina, when you finish this sugya, you have four shitas in the Rishayim about how to pass it. You have a shita that holds like Abaya, straight through, you have rishus to do it. You have a shita that holds like the Rabban and the Rajba, you never have rishus to do it. Rabbeinu Yainan, now the truth is Rabbeinu Yainan is not brought into Paiskin. Paiskin don't pass like Rabbeinu Yainan. We had it in the Rosh, so I wrote it down. But then the Rosh himself, the Shulchan Aruch, brought the Shita to Rosh as well. So it comes out that Lahamacha, we have Lachal HaPachis, in the Rishayim, four Shitas, had a Paskin. And working out now what we're going to do with this is going to be a little complicated. And that's where we're going to come to the Rebbe Kivayger. He's a kuntris and nearly the Nezikin. He has a kuntris to try to sort out lahalacha, how to go lahalacha at the end of the sugya. Right now we have four sheetas. Okay, with the potential even for a fifth sheet. Four sheetas is enough. Now everyone follow what's going on. By paskening like Abaya, we now make a possibility. Not a possibility. That's Rebbeinu Tam, Rebbeinu Chanan sheeta. Is that that's how we pass? Now, Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Tshuvas, Tshuva Kufnun Aleph, has a kuntris. I'll pass this around, please. Pass it around. He has a kuntris, Mili de Nezikin, which it would be kedai to take a week or two and go through the kuntris. You could probably finish the whole parak, but a lot of the parak at the same time. If you want to learn the kuntris properly, you probably can learn it from now till Shavuos. Rav Shach in Davi Ezri has his own kuntris, really the Nezikin. Also to discuss the Nidain of Rabbi Kiva Eger. What we're going to do is we're going to take a shortcut. We're going to go straight to the way the Pischei Tshuva brings Rabbi Kiva Eger. Except the Pischei Tshuva got a little tired in the middle, he cut short, so we'll add a little bit of what he's Makatzer in. But first, look in Sif Yud Ches. I'm sorry, Sif Yud Ches. What? Mili, Kuchis Mili Dinazi. Why? Here it says. Because they call it anything. You know, it's Kuchis Nazikin. In the Rebbe Kiva Eger, it says Kuchis Mili Dinazikin. It's the same idea. Sif Yud Ches, I'm sorry. Sif Yud Ches brings two sheetis. If you don't have that these two sheetas are Rashi and the Rif on one side, and Rebbeinu Tam Rechanan on the other side, you're not going to have much chance with the Pischei Tshuva. But at least that much you should have when you read the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, that these are the two sheetas. So if you test. A chayfe bar l'tes sadeyu. U'machar chasi asada. U'bar haloikeach lachbar gam hu bar. So here he doesn't have a case. He's not talking about the case of the virus. He's talking about the case of virus, which we have to talk about also. The only other case we had in this parak where they mazik each other are the two virus. And when they take two virus, they also mazik each other. All the other cases, one's mazik the other. Two virus, actually, it's similar to the virus and chardel. They mazik each other. So he says in such a case, halakeya again. Sifshi test. Hachayfa baal tesadehu. Maish chachati asada. So he was samach beteru. Ubala keif achver gam hu bar. And now he's coming to dig a bar. So what's it in by samach beteru? Sarich laharchi kol shir achaka. The second first has to be marchi the whole shir. I feel a maisa. So you the virus. Doesn't matter if it's made lebayrus, not made kimish harishim beheter aser harei b'shaloi chafar, because he dug b'shaloi, so therefore he has a right. So the mechaber is paskening like Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Chananel. He says some of it here helps. You look at the small aleph in the Be'er Hagoyle where it's ugetzeichen. It says Tor, Sif Yotes, Kedas, Rabbeinu Chanan, Rabbeinu Tam, Ulezeh Hiskim Arash, the Rosh Takin Asli is masking, Vevia Tor, Sif Mem Zayin Mem Ches. Okay, so the Mechaber Paskins, like Rabbeinu Chanan, Rabbeinu Tam, Hagah, first he explains, Vechei Mutta Lasa is Bechol Mezikin, Koit Rabbeinu Chanan, all Mezikim have the same din, Slav Dafka, where the two virus, Chol Mezikin Elu, Bishaloi, you shouldn't think like the Mechaber, it's only when you buy by Lekeach. Anytime the Nizik is not there, I have a right to go first and dig my and do my thing. Except for digging virus near a Sada Suyla virus. Why? What's this chutz? This chutz Mechafiris bar Eitel Sada Suyla virus. What's that chutz? What's the chutz? Huh? What it tries to say? Rava does argue with Abaye in only one case, right? That's what it tries to say. Rava's made it Abaye in all cases, except when you dig a bar, called Mara Umara, every shovelful is a masik mamish. The Rava does argue with Abaye, so that's the chutz. The chutz is Taisus. Taisus says, Elam Ravina. Rava's made the tabay in all cases, except one case. Except when you dig a bar b'yadayim, then it's different. But then b'shas ma'isi yom mazik yechad. So till here, Taka says in parentheses, Tor b'shem rach, taisus v'rash. V'yesh chalkin b'zeh, shom b'shem rashi v'rif. Then he brings the sheet of Rashi and the Rif, who say that there's no heter of samach b'heterah. There's no such thing to be samach b'heterah. It doesn't help. And since it doesn't help, so therefore the first person has no right to dig it there, and if he digs it there, he has to take it away. So these are the two sheets. Now, before we look at Rabbi Kiva, let's just think on our own for a minute. What's the din when you have a machlaikis of Shulchan Aruch? So we know that a machlaikis has brought down a Shulchan Aruch, the Musa could say, Kimli. The Musa could say, I'm allowed to do this because I'm assuming like this Shita. So Pasha Pshad, if you're a neighbor and you have a neighbor next to you and you want to put Gefes and Zevel next to the boundary and there's no wall there and you want to put Gefes and Zevel, what do? You say Kimli, that Samach Betera helps. And since Kimli, Samach Betera helps, I'm allowed to put it here. Well, I'd put it here. Rabbi Kiva Eger is done whether this is so, based on his own chiddush that he says. And here, again, I'll read it to the Pesukei Tshuva because it's brought down by Kitzer, a lot easier. The mile in the Pesukei Tshuva is that he skips most of the rayas. In the Rabbi Kiva Eger, it takes a while to see where he's going, to go through all the rayas, one way, the other way. And here we have a little more bekitzer, very much bekitzer. Let's see. I am b'tshuvas Rabbi Kiva Eger. Okay, the Pesukei Tshuva Dalet, the first line. Simi kufnun aleph, herech bebir kol hashit is binyin zeh. Ubemtza tshuva kosa, demash kosa v'rama, chei muta lasa is b'chol nizikam elu b'shalai, v'de kosa v'chei, Mashma the Dami Lagamri Ladina Dahamachaber, the Gamba Sias Nazikin, the Samach Bekaidim, Ain Sarach Laharchik La'ilam. That not only by Lakayach, But any time you're there first, you never have to be marchik. My beheter de lekicha bavar, just like the heter by lekeach. Umashra shehemi came b'dasa rosh dehator. It's the way we understood. Some of betera means avaya. You're allowed to put it there, and once it's there, you're allowed to keep it there. And that's the way I have it on the board. Comes along Rebbe Kiva Eger, and he has a taina. It's not true in the Kavanah of the Rosh in the Torah. He's made this the Kavanah of Tosfos. So he says, I have a chiddush to you in the Rosh in the Torah. The Kavanah Sarash V'Torah Rak Demutu Lismech L'Meitzach Havei, right? Bein Shom Dover HaNizik. They taka hold you allowed to put it there if the Nizik is not there. Avalim Yivne Zeh Kais La'Aloi. When the person comes later and builds his wall, Be'emes Tzarech L'Harchik. Later you have to be marchik. Which means what? It's a Rebbe Kiva Eger Shita. He has an arichus to prove this. That later, when you come later, you have to be marchik. Which means, we're doing the following. We're saying that we passed in like a body. So the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch hold, you're allowed to be steinuch. Let's say I have a neighbor. I put down gethes and zeres. No walk. I put down gethes and zeres. So remember, we kept on saying the whole time, Abaye says two kiddush. Number one, I could put the gethes and zeres down. Number two, when you build your wall, it's tough on you. My gethes is here first, so it's kedima l'rishon. That's taka the way the Shulchan Aruch holds, the way the Taisus holds, the Torah. Such a Makita Eger, that's not the Rosh Hashita. Not true. The Rosh holds when Rav is Maida to Abaya, he's only Maida number one, that you have Rashus to be Simon. He's Maida that you're allowed to go and you're allowed to put it there first. There, Rav is Maida to Abaya. However, later when the neighbor comes to build his wall, there, Rav is not Maida to Abaye. There, the halacha is that you have to remove the wall later. Which means that the Rosh Hashita in the Maskanas HaGemara is like I wrote here, Rav and the Rosh, which we had in Kufa Dal Sifta Zayin. The Rabbi Kidag is saying that this first Shita that holds you pass like Abaye because Rav is Maida to him. Rav is only Maida in the first line. He's Maida. But in the second Akuna, he's not Maida. So from the Kita Eger, therefore, you have in this Shita, you have now the two opinions in the first Shita. You have the opinion of the Rosh, and Abaya, where we're going to plug in, that's the Shita of Taismas, and that Rav is Maida to Abaya totally, and the Shita of the Shulchan Aruch, the Chaim, that everything is the same. But it's not. Rabbi Kiveda says that most Rishayim hold this way. His arichus is to show that most Rishayim hold the halacha this line, not this line, which is the mashmois of the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam. So, in a way, we have one more shita, but it's really one of our old shitas. But we said all along that Rav shita is that that Rishus was like lechatchila. And just later you have to remove it. The Kiveg is tiny that the Rosh is saying that in the Maskanas HaGemara might his gears. So that Lahalacha could be this, could be this. It could be either one. This is the way Rabbi Kiveg is kind of his consciousness to show that this is correct. So when Abaye is Maida to Rava, which is all in one shita, in the Rabbeinu Chananel or Rabbeinu Tam shita, is he might in both? Is he might in one? We have now Rabbi Kiva Eger's time. Now what do you do? Now, what's going to happen? We're neighbors. I want to put Gefes and Zevel next to our boundary. Can I say Kimli? Can I do it? Boshit, I could say Kimli. Right? I'm going to say Kim Lee, like who? Either like the top line or the second line, not like the other lines. I'll say Kim Lee like the first sheet. Good. I'm a Muslim. It's going to come now. You have to remember, Rabbi Kiva Eger holds the Iker is like the second law. So to Rabbi Kiva Eger, what's going to happen? When you come to put up your wall, you're going to come later and put up a wall, and you're going to tie it to me, take it away. Till now you're allowed to do it because you had a kibbutz. That's fine. So you're allowed to do it. But now, take it away. What am I going to say? I'm going to say Kimli, like the top line. So Rabbi Kiva Eger, that's the way it works out. But there's a problem. Because what comes out now? Like most Paiskim, you have no right to have your wall there at the end of the day. When I to have your bar, you want to dig a bar. Later, when I put up my Kaisel, commemorate everyone, you have no right to have a wall. Why? So according to Rashi and the Rif, you never had a right to have your wall there. That's the Rabban and the Rashba. Rashi and the Rif, you never had a right to have your wall there. According to Taisus and the Rosh, well, maybe you had a right to have your wall there, but you're not allowed to keep, even like the first Shita, it's a machlaikis if you're allowed to keep it there after I put up my wall. So Rabbi Kivega clears the following question. When you want to put your gefes there in the first place, I could say, I don't want you to put it there. Because if you're going to say Kimli, you're going to take away from me my schus. I really have a schus to build a wall without your gefes. Because most Rishayim hold like the Rush. So Al Pi Din, I have a right to build a wall without headaches from your gefes. By your putting the gefes first, you're going to enable yourself later to say Kimli like the other Shita. And you're going to mess up my wall. So Rabbi Kivega clears this Shailah. Could I say in the beginning, when you want to put it up, you want to put your Gefes and Zevel next to my boundary, can I say, you're a Maitzi? They say, what Maitzi? You don't have a wall here. I say, yeah, you're a Maitzi, because I have a Schus. Really, Api Din, Roif Pais can say, I have a schus to put up a wall without problems from your gefes. And that's clear. That according to most Pais can have a right, especially take out Rabbeinu Yonah. So you have the Ramban and the Rashba, and Rashi and Taisus, Rashi and the Rif. Rashi and the Rif say we have no rights b'chlal to be silent. So according to most Rishayim, I have a right to have a wall. When you're going to build a wall, you're going to take away from me my rights to build. When you're going to put your gefes in Zevo, I'm going to lose my rights, because then you're going to become a muzik on your gefes and you're going to say kimli to keep it there. So I don't want you to put your gefes there in the first place. You might see for me this schus I have. Is that a time or it's not a time? Now you could say, no, I'll put the gefes and later I won't, I'll pull it away. But I'll tell you, yeah, sure, you'll put it. Now you're telling me you'll pull it away. When it gets there, you're not going to want to pull it away. This is Rabbi Kivega's Nidain, which is the next part here in the sheet. Let's see it inside. Ulam, the fifth line. Ulam b'seifat shuvasham mavur daite ledina. Daf achekach kishiyim nezeh kaisalai. If the person already put the gefes and the other person built his wall, ain't sarach laharchik. The old b'tzad the yachaloi mekim likadas taisus v'abalamar v'rafa magid muki yisif. The samal kaidem ain't sarach laharchik la'ilam. He says that later on you're going to say kimli. So skip the parentheses. Achok asham. The efsher. Now this is Rabbi Kivega's chakira. Efsher mishum kach yachalim chayis lechatchila shlo yismaich. Maybe I could stop you in the first time from being saimach. After l'chayra kibishayse b'shalai, l'chayra, you're doing it in your rishus, your gefes. They mazik asher double l'chaveray, and you're not mazik me now. Nikra hu ha-muzik. L'chayra, the person putting down the gefes and zevel, he's the muzik. V'yach alay mekimli d'rishay l'smech ha-gefes u'kadayma. M'komak im yesh layma. Kivin da'achash yismech ha-gefes. V'zeh yibna kaysalai. Later, when he puts the gefes and Yena puts up his kaisel, v'yitvenu l'din, then yachalai mekimli kinas ayrim, the sum of the kind of main tzarech la'arachik loyal. Then he'll say kimli like taisa shita. Memela yachalim ches mikaidim, b'tayna, d'lamachra, ani b'ayna kaisali, That's Rabbi Kiveig's clear in how the Kimli will work here in the Sugya. Okay, now I'm giving it to you here so that if it's difficult to follow, you'll be able to work on your own and to be able to follow the clear. Yeah. What? That's a suffix. Maybe he hasn't been pushing it yet. He's chayker. Whether you could say such a thing in the first place. Now you have to picture what's going on. The person is putting down Gefes and Zevel, and the other person doesn't have a wool there yet. And he's telling him, you can't put it down, because by putting it down, you're going to cause in halacha that I lose my schlusim. Because later, you're going to say, Kimli, you don't want to take it away. Lamaisa, the emesis, I have a schlus. Because most place can hold that you have to, you're not allowed to have it there, or you have to take it away. I don't want you to get a Kimli schlus, so therefore I want to stop you. That's the question, whether a person could say such a thing. Or the other person could smile and say, what do you mean? I'll take it away. When you build your wall, I'll take it away. It could be he really means it. Even if he really means it, later when the other guy builds his wall, he's not going to take it away, because he'll say Kimli the other way. So let me tell you two different tshuvas. Let's just learn two tshuvas about Sveikus. And Rabbi Kiveiger in the next column is going to be mesupik to compare our case to which of the two tshuvas. So first let's talk, make it easier, learn two different shailas. One's a tshuva Sarashba, one's a tshuva of the Mahari Baal. Mahari Ben Leiv. Let's see. The Rashba has a shaila in a case of kutra ubeis akise. We spoke about this once, that kutra ubeis akise, smoke or a bathroom, what we call I call it a super mazik. It's such a strong mazik that even if you're there first and you're there for a while, you can't get a chazaka. I can throw you out. I could say, till now I was able to take it, now I can't take it anymore. Kutra, the smoke coming straight into my rishus, and the smell of a beis akise, I could always be meichel. Unless I sell you, I do a kinyan, I sell you the rights. If you buy the rights, then I can't change my mind. If I sell you the rights, I can't change your mind. The Rashba has a shaila in a case of kutra beis akise. If the case was that there was a suffic kinyan, whatever the kinyan was, it was a suffic, it was a good kinyan to sell his neighbor the rights for kutra beis akise. It was a suffic. What? So the question is, which kinyan works for schlusim? Okay. So that was the suffic was if the kinyan was a good kinyan, that the other person got the schlusim. Shailas, what do you do by a suffic kinyan? What do you do? The person with the beis akise, the kutra now, he wants to have a kutra beis akise at his neighbor's boundary. He tied his. I did a kinyan. I have a right to it. The kinyan means he paid for it. He bought from him the rights. Which kinyan? So if you hold the kinyan, it's any of the kinyanim of karka, you did a kinyan chalipin. I say, did a kinyan chalipin. In a way, that's a suffix. Whatever the hefetimsa was. Kivega doesn't bring how it was a suffix kinyan. A kinyan of karka helps with no, a good kinyan is not a suffix. If you do a kiyah chalipin kedin, there's no suffix. If you want to open a bakery and have smoke going into my rishus, you come over to me. If you pay me or you don't pay me, but you say, let's do a kinyan, and you give me a sudr, and I pick it up, and I say, with this, I give you the rights, and then that's a kinyan. That's a kinyan l'chuliyam. Yeah, it's good. This case was a suffix kinyan. Whatever reason, it was a suffix kinyan. And the Raj was asked, what do you do by a suffix kinyan by kutcher? Could I put my smoke there, my tanner there, or my beis akise or not? So the Rajmi answers. So if your beis akise is there already, you could keep it. You could say kimli. Say, I hold it was a good kinyan. It was there already. But to put it there in the first place, you can't say Kimli to put it there in the first place, because even though normally if I put a Beis HaKisa and the other person comes later, he says it's too much for me, take it away. So then I have to take it away. But here, if you're going to put the Beis HaKisa in the first place, later on, when it bothers the other person is going to say, take it away. And there, you can't put it in the first place, because ultimately the person is going to lose his right to be mindful. Let's see it inside. This is the next piece in the Rashba, in the Pesachei Tshuva. Yesh lidmais l'mashakosav ha-Rashba huva b'seyasev se mekutz min dalit b'in ya-plukta. Okay, let's see, to compare it to Rabbi Kivega, hold on, let's just learn the Rashba. B'inyin ha-plukti mahani kinyin l'nezek kutra b'es ha-kisa. I'm sorry, I said wrong. I said that the kinyin zikha helps, it's machlaikis. The question is if it helps the kinyin. I think if you buy, it zikha helps. But a kinyin without buying, it's a machlaikis. Kutra b'es ha-kisa. Im kevar samach, im achai v'noisei l'sara. Once he's samach, he doesn't have to take it away, because he could say, I did a kinyan. But in Baal Asais, if he wants to do it in the first place, Eman Ichen Aisai, he can't do it. I, after Aisai, HaKol B'Shalai. He could say, Kimli, that it was a good kinyan, and I have a right to do it. Mekomach. Kiva Dabal L'Chadish Dava, Nikri Maitzi, for Olav Levar. This is the Rajma's Psaak. L'Chayr, it's exactly where the Kivega's Kiddush. That by a suffix, I can't say Kimli and put it in my rishus, because I say Kimli and put it in my rishus, if you can't make me remove it later, I'm taking away from you your chusim and your rishus, and that I can't do. As I state in Rashi, there's a second tshuva. Tshuva's Maribal. The Maribal is going on a different case. The case is, I have leaders and gutters for my roof. The water comes down and it goes out into your rishus. I have water draining from my roof into your rishus, and I have a chazaka. It's no shaila. I have a right to have it there. No question. What I want to do now is raise the gutter, which is going to make the water flow, a stronger water flow into your rishus. I want like Bias Atzina, I want to raise it in a way that's going to make it a bigger hezek into your rishus. So the Maribal writes that's a suffix. Like Bias Atzina is a suffix. He doesn't bring the whole tshuva here in the Pesachei Tshuva. He refers to it soon, the Maribal. But like Bias Atzina. And now there's going to be a stronger water flow into your rishus. The Maribal says it's a suffix if the original kinyan helps to this. When I raise the tzinar, is that called a bigger mazik or the same mazik? It's a suffix. So what's the din by a suffix? What? If it's a bigger mazik, I have no right. I only have a chazaka for a smaller mazik. He says the suffix if it's a bigger mazik. The other one is tiny, now it's a bigger mazik. The water's going to come down with a greater force. And he's saying it's the same mazik. What's the difference? Not a big difference. Yeah, if he could prove, then it'll be different. But so the Maribal says if you have a suffix if it's a bigger mazik, what's it in by a suffix? He says the person could say Kimli. I'm doing it in my rishus. Kimli. And therefore, I'm allowed to do it. Now that's the opposite of the Rashba. The Rashba says I can't say Kimli in my Rishus because I'm taking away some schus that you have. Maribal says you could. It seems the Maribal and the Rashba are arguing the Rabbi Kivega's Chakira. Rabbi Kivega is a Chakira. In our case, can the person put the Gefes and Zevel and say Kimli? What's his Chakira? When I say Kimli, am I saying I have a right? I'm doing it in my rishus. I can do whatever I want. Or I have no right because ultimately you're going to lose your schosim. So the Maribal says, I have a right to do whatever I want in my rishus. And the Rajba says, no, you can't do it in your rishus because you're making lose his schosim in his rishus. It seems the Maribal and the Rajba are arguing mamish in the Chakir of Rabbi Akiva Eider. In which case? Maribal. Okay, so interesting is good. It's in different words what Rabbi Akiva Eiger says. So if Rabbi Akiva Eiger, we passed him like both. The Raj was brought in the Beis Yosef, and the Maribal indirectly is brought in the Ramah later, in the Trumas Hadeshim. Which we'll see in a minute. So Zok Rabbi Akiva Eiger is killing. He says, when I'm Zichur HaMazik, but it's a question if I have a right. I'm certainly being Mazik you. The question is, maybe I have a right, maybe not. I want to put a Kutra Beis HaKise near you. It's certainly bad for you. Everyone agrees no one wants a Kutra Beis HaKise. I'm Zichur HaMazik. The question is, do I have a right? So the Rajba says, you can't say Kimli. You have Vadei HaMazik. You can't say Kimli to be a Mazik. You're sort of being mighty for them. In the Maribal's case, it's a question if I'm being a Mazik. Because the water that's running already, I have a right to. It's a suffix by raising the tzinar, is this now a new hezek? By a suffix hezek, I could say kibli, it's not a mazik. It's so geschmack, I don't like it. What? I was always a mazik b'shus. The old tzinar had a right, had a chazaka, had a right. What I'm saying is the change, what I want to say kimli, is something where I'm saying, Kimli, that I'm not being mazik you. By raising the tzinar, I'm not being mazik you. I'm being mazik you the old, which I have a right to. That part is not a mazik. The additional hezik, here, in the Maribal's case, it's a suffix if this is a hezik or not a hezik. That's the Maribal's case. I'm your neighbor, I want to do something. It's a suffix if I'm now going to cause you a bigger hezik. So if I say Kimli, I'm not a mazik, I win. I could do it. That's the Maribal. The Rajba is saying, I know, I agree I'm a mazik. But Kimli, I have a right to do it. Kimli, I have a right to do it. Nothing doing. Kimli, I have a right to do it. Then you might see from the other person. It's such a geshmak asfar, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, it's always clear. It's very clear. When could I say Kimli? I'm doing something on my own, not taking away from you. In the Tzinar case, Kimli, I'm not taking away from you. What I'm doing is not taking from you. I'm just doing something in my own rishus. You claim I'm mazik you. I claim I'm not Kimli. I'm not mazik you. So I have a right. Not any additional mazik. What you're challenging me, you're claiming that the raising the Tzinar is a hezik. Raising the Tzinar is not an additional hezik. The other hezek I had a right to raise it. Your time now, it's an additional hezek. It's not an additional hezek. In any such case where I could say Kimli, I'm not mazik you anything I'm not allowed to, that's good. On the other hand, where I'm saying, I know I'm being mazik you, but I have a right. I know I'm being mazik you, but I have a right. In that case, I can't say Kimli, because I'm taking away something from you. That's the Rashba. I'm saying I have a right to put a kutcher Beis HaKisa. I'm taking something from you. I'm taking the right from you. This is Rabbi Akiva Eiger's pshara, so to speak, between the two. He brings an additional tshuva to Trumas Hadeshen. There's a shaila by kutra, by smoke. If a kutra she'inai tadir is a mazik, an occasional smoke. And there also it says Kimli. I could say Kimli, that it's not a mazik, and I could do it. Anything that's a suffix, if it's a mazik, I could say Kimli. Now, if you follow till here, now comes the tricky part. Rabbi Kivega Shaila, that he's answering, his bottom line, you go through all the four shittas, you go through Abaye and Rava, two Lashaynas and Abaye and Rava. two pshatim the maskana Rabbayim Rabba. Go through all the pshatim. So Rabbi Kivega Shaila is, at the end of the day, am I allowed to put Gefes and Zevel next to my friend's boundary or not? We started the day with this Shaila. That's how we started the whole sugya. Gefes, I want to put Gefes and Zevel next to your boundary. At the end of the sugya, I was so confused by everything. What's the din at the end? Am I allowed to put Gefes and Zevel by next to your boundary when you have no wall there yet? There's no wall yet. Am I allowed to put Gefes and Zevel there? Okay, if you have a wall already, that's easy. We pass like our Mishnah. If Yesi's might have begirah delay, that's awesome. So here, you have to think. We established a rule. The rule is, I could say Kimli, if Kimli, I'm not mazik you. If I am mazik you, I can't say Kimli that I'm allowed to do it. Okay? I didn't explain Kimli, and everyone who was here last man knows, but a Kimli means I could say I want to be naive like this Shita. I have a right to be naive like this Shita. But only if I'm not a Maitzi. So what we're saying now is the Maribal is Emes, the Rashba is Emes. Maribal is Emes that if it's a Suffolk, if you're a Mazik, you could say Kimli and I'm allowed to do it. The Rashba is Emes, if you're a Bade Mazik, you're saying I have a right, and you cannot. Now here's the question. If I want to put Gefes and Zevel next to your boundary at a time that your wall is not yet there, is that similar to the Rashba? Or is that similar to the Maribah? Is Pshat, I'm Azik you, and I'm saying Kimli, I'm allowed to? Or is the Pshat, I'm saying I'm not Azik you, so I'm allowed to? So this is a tricky question. How to look at it, do you look at it as I'm Vada being Mazik you? Not Vada being Mazik, I'm Vada being Mazik Bershus, I say Kimli, I hold like the top line that it's Mutter? Or no? So this is the question. This is the question we're going to come back to tomorrow. What? We're going now, we're ignoring the sheet of Rashi and the Rif. And the Ramban and the Rashba, we're dealing with the top two shitas, which is the Mechaber Shita, because he certainly is allowed to say Kimli. I could be Seinachid if you hold like the top line. The Zicha can do it. The question is if the second line makes the problem for the first line. Basically, now again, I know Chazal is complicated because we want to move as much as we could in the Perek. We're going to learn yet the sugya probably tomorrow, and that's it. We start to go through one other major machlokes in the Rishayim, and then we're going to move weiter. But this Rebbe Kiveger, this Nakuda, I'd like you to work on yourselves for tomorrow. That's why I gave you the copies, to work on it inside and to understand the two studim on how to compare our sugya, whether like the Rashba or the Maribah.